Tom, freshman Trenton Thornton set the tone for Carolina and showed all that the pitching staff still is one of the best in the land. When Trent showed all watching that he was in control, could you feel a better sense of relief in the stands that Carolina really wasn't in trouble yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, Trent was just really solid right from the get-go. And this is the second time in a row this has happened, where we started a freshman in Omaha with our backs against the wall. In 2011, Kent Emanuel threw a complete game shutout, and Trent came pretty close to it yesterday. It's a real testament to how tough these kids are as freshmen to be able to go out and deliver that kind of performance.
North Carolina and NC State meet up again, and we almost assumed they would, just maybe not so soon. What can you expect out of the Tar Heels in what will be the season series decider with the teams tied with two wins apiece?
Well, I think after what happened on Sunday, the team's going to go out really hungry. Most likely, obviously, not going to have to be facing Carlos Rodon. It's a pretty clear divide for the games against NC State this year that when we haven't been facing Carlos Rodon, we've done pretty well. When we have been facing Carlos Rodon, we've had some trouble. So I like our chances against a pitcher who's maybe not at that level.
We're speaking with Tom Jensen, who is in Omaha following the Diamond Heels. And Tom, what was the energy like for Carolina fans in Omaha before yesterday's elimination game?
Well, what was really nice after losing to State on Sunday was that there was still an incredibly positive vibe surrounding the team. Nobody felt like, the end was about to come. There was a real sense of confidence that if anybody can go through the loser's bracket, we can. And I think after the win yesterday, that sense is just confirmed even more. I have to fly back to Raleigh today, but when I was saying goodbye to people last night, it was not, I'll see you next season. It was, I'll see you next Monday for the finals. It's just really a sense of optimism that this team can pull this off.
And we spoke about Trent Thornton. He was taken out in the eighth and was clearly frustrated. He looked as though he wanted to at least get the ninth or even finish the game maybe, though we knew that wasn't going to happen with two runs already on the board. A freshman and a regular closer starting for Carolina, he really doesn't have anything for which to hang his head, does he?
No, Trent just did an amazing job, and obviously that's the most pitches he's thrown in his career to date. And we were lucky to have a great arm in Chris McHugh there to pick him up and finish that one out. It's going to be really interesting to see the next 3 days what kind of starts we get out of folks like Benton Moss and Hobbs Johnson with Trent Thornton unavailable. Those folks are really going to have to go deep into games, 6-7 innings. But I feel pretty good about those guys rising to the occasion.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Safe travels, and we look forward to talking to you surrounding the finals of the College World Series.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ran.